I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Desperate times cause for desperate measures is the old cliche. And I think that's exactly what we had going on here a couple of days ago. Cassie's got this really awful, bad streak of luck going on. It's 3 years in the running. I mean, people have bad luck for a couple of weeks, couple of months, but 3 years, something needed to be done.
Yeah, it's just one hit after the other. But, you know, they're not world-ending hits, but they're just enough where you're at one point, you're like, can I please get a break? I'm so tired.
No, don't use the word break, because Lord knows what else might
right.
break.
I know, ooh, right? Ooh. Oh, my God, I already broke my ankles. So Kristen went to a very special bookstore, I guess, shop, Phoenix and Dragon.
Mm-hmm, it's like a mystic shop bookstore. It has all kinds of crystals and sage and things of that nature.
Yeah, this has kind of been well documented if you've been following along, but just really quickly, it's sort of all led up to five trees falling on Cassie's home the other night, which is kind of the apex where we're at. But it's also a series of like injuries to her husband, to her. The kids have been sick. So it's been a whole bunch of things consistently. Her mom wasn't feeling so great. So we're talking about 3 years now.
Yeah, my dog died. My grandma died. My mom got diagnosed with cancer and then it came back. So it's just, and it had spread. It's just been like this snowball of bad luck to the point where I guess I feel like the crab in the boiling pot of water, you know, whatever the analogy is, where it slowly gets hotter and hotter and they don't notice it. But if you dropped it in the boiling water, you'd be like, oh my God, it's so hot. That's what I feel like.
Is this stuff so intense for you? I remember my 2016 was like, well, the last 3 years you had just a series of things. And I remember the show hiring somebody to put together a country music song based on the tragedies of my life. Would you be open for us doing that with
yes.
the last 3 years
yeah.
of yours? Okay, let's
yes,
do that.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think that would be fun. So Kristen smudged me to get rid of the bad energy and the bad juju, gave me some crystals. I have some ashes and a beautiful, an abalone shell. Is mm-hmm. that what it is? On a little altar in the house and just all this stuff. So the first thing, so I get home that day and I find out that the insurance company is only going to cover 43% of the new roof and we need an entire new roof. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'm going to say Kristen's smudging worked, because if I hadn't been smudged, we would have had to cover the entire cost.
There you go. Way
so
to go.
About half, and it's just the shingles, so they're going to cover the rest of everything else. All right, that's
well
fine.
Well done, White Witch.
Yes, and then we get a call from the insurance company and they're like, listen, you can't have the adjuster that came out. And that's the person who comes out to assess the damage and like tell you how much it is. They're like, your claim is too complex. And because there might be structural damage, we have to give you a specialist.
Is that their way of saying like, we're going to try to make it less than 43% by sending somebody else out there that has a better eye for this kind of thing?
No, genuinely, I think it's like what's going on with our house is above and beyond the scope of what the like I don't want to call them bottom taper, the entry level or the entry adjuster, right? Like, that's a very simple, like, oh, wind blew some shingles off your house. That's that guy. The person we have now is the one who's like, oh, a tree went through your house and hit a structural, like, support beam. Got it. So I'm like, okay, you know, I could say, like, this is awful, but I'm going to look at it as this has been handled properly, and they are really taking it seriously. So I'm, like, struggling. I'm like, the smudging worked. I know it did. I need it to have worked. And then they say, my husband is talking to the new adjuster, the complex claims one. And she goes, okay, cool. Did you have any insulation fall on your couch? And he's like, yeah. She goes, cool. We'll get you a new couch.
Okay.
And I was like, our couch needs replacing? Again, another thing. But then she's like, because when you clean it, you can't fully get the fiberglass off. And if you have kids, you don't want your kids around that, so we'll replace the couch. So later, a team comes out to look at the couch and take photos. And they're like, we'll get that cleaned. And my husband's like, no, the adjuster said we needed it replaced because we have kids. And they're like, okay, we'll have it replaced. So I'm like, okay, maybe things are looking up. Sure, we're going to get a new couch. But we wouldn't have known any of this if it weren't for the adjuster.
And yeah.
Yes.
No offense, but who's ever heard of an insurance person like being like, we'll get you a new couch? Like, yeah. They could have just let that slide right under the table, right? Spending more money. Mm-hmm. So I am choosing to look at it, despite the fact that my driveway is now in rubble for all the excavators. I could literally pick up chunks of my driveway and move it because the machines that took out the trees crushed it so badly. We need a new front deck. But they came out and found even more damage on the car and the front deck. So they're going to help replace that. So I am saying the smudging worked.
Okay.
The plot thickens. Things are getting more complex. But I am choosing to look at it as because Kristen smudged me, it has cleared the way to have this taken care of properly.
So the smudging and the citrine crystal is all about, it has monetary value and it's about prosperity.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's getting you more money out of the insurance.
Maybe. I think this is a minor win here. This could be a slump buster, you know, in a baseball term when things aren't going well and you're striking out all the time. You're just looking for a little positivity. So this could be your single right here that leads to home runs.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm a big believer too in how you approach a situation mentally will dictate like how it goes. So I could be like, oh my God, we need a new couch. Oh my God, it's going to be so much work to get this deck fixed. We just had everything renovated. Mm-hmm. But instead I'm like, how great is it that we have a person now who's walking us through the process who really feels like they have our back as much as an insurance agent can have your back.
We need a sound that just signifies the effexor factor. Yeah. Something really positive that normally you'd be stressed about that you're taking kind of like, you know what? It is what it is. Because that's the effexor.
Yeah, we need like angelic of voices singing delusional.
The Burt Show.